Minutes after a death-defying brush with a Ron Pulvalanche, our fabulous web editor Laura Conaway is here to tell us what's up with the fabulous, and I must say, I'm more a user than a participant, a reader of our fabulous Bryant Park Project blog. What is happening on the blog today, Laura?
You know, 89 flavors of Ron Paul.
Can't get enough.
Explain to people what's happened.
Well, we posted...
To you.
To me, yes. We posted a thread saying, you know, who are you Ron Paul supporters? Or are you truly the young, male, disaffected internet crowd that some people say you are? And I spent the last couple of days turning them on, and then I made the mistake, turning on comments, then I made the mistake of going home to my family and having supper.
How'd that go?
Well, when I went back, I thought I'll just cruise by the blog before I go to sleep and see what's there to be turned on. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Ron Paul supporters. I think we're up to about 2,200 published comments right now.
Do we know where they're coming from? Are we on some website? Are these people all have Google alerts for Ron Paul?
You know, I really don't know. I wish I did.
I can tell you, it's everywhere Ron Paul's name goes, so follow these folks. It's true at my other place of employ. You mention Ron Paul, and they come.
They're very interesting to read, and especially from the perspective of someone who's running a blog. I find them incredibly civil.
Yeah, they are.
You can't usually have a thread that goes on at all hours of the night and attracts this many thousands of people without somebody calling somebody else a Nazi, and that really hasn't happened. The worst that's happened is somebody's called someone a nitwit, so I left that out.
Nitwit? Wow.
Language people.
That's sort of
language,
isn't it? This is public radio.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten everything from a guy who says he's a gunsmithing student and professional armorer to someone who says she's a stripper and a newspaper editor.
Hey, now.
So, they're pretty interesting.
Wow.
Gotta figure out what paper she's working for.
Yesterday, we had a guest on that we thought might create a little bit of blog activity. Not nearly as much as Ron Paul, but the gentleman, the representative from Flex Pets, where you can basically have part-time ownership of your pet. How have people reacted to that concept?
Well, some people like it a lot, and some people think it's really gross. The guy, we should actually maybe back up and play a little bit of sound from that story. This guy, Chris Haddix, who's a company rep from Flex Pets, talks about who his customers are.
We are catering to a young professional who is busy or because of living restrictions isn't able to have a dog. Now, here in New York, having a dog and having that relationship with the dog can have a very therapeutic effect. And it may not be the case that these people should be excluded from enjoying that benefit, mm-hmm. right? So, although it's not a full-time responsibility, these people are responsible enough to recognize that they're not able to do that.
Full-time. So what happened?
So what happened is there are people who can totally relate to that business model who think they'd like to have a dog part-time, and there are other people who think it's the grossest thing they ever heard of.
And finally, who's Lindsay Turner? Quickly.
Lindsay Turner provides us with a slideshow. It's called Where I Live Now, Midtown Memphis. She's 26, and she's coming from a farm town called Saltillo to Midtown Memphis. Check it out. It's live on the blog.
All right. Laura Conaway, thanks as always for all the action that's happening on the blog.
It's a great blog.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck digging out from that Ron Pulvalanche.
Everyone can help.
Coming up next on the Bryant Park Project, what folks in Tennessee think about a fella running for president. They know him well. His name is Fred Thompson.
And what's that under your Christmas tree? Why, it's a sexy, sexy doll. Super genius Tricia McKinney calls them skanky. They're toys for your children. This is the Bryant Park Project.